Can you just tell me, like, what did you learn from this whole experience of today?
That if there's, like, enough people, then they can't arrest them all.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Bonjour, Bridget Nicole Hamilton Dunjaba. My name is Bridget. I come from the Mi'kmaq Nation and I'm of the Bear Clan. This is the Red Hill Valley speech. Let us give thanks to the Creator that we are able and well to be here today in the Red Hill Valley. It is one of the most beautiful places left where we have found a great peace. We must continue to stay strong and never break that circle. We share today a very special moment by giving thanks back to the Creator for all what He has given to us. In doing so, we must continue to respect and honor Mother Earth. We must remember our ancestors and everything that they have stood for. Peace was all we ever wanted. This valley is filled with riches of native history and traditional culture. We know this land speaks for itself. It spoke on the day this longhouse was being built as natives and non-natives worked side by side in the pouring rain despite differences of the past. This took strength, courage, and determination. Through the eyes of the media, the world was watching for that moment to unfold when history would repeat itself. The axe didn't fall. Instead, people from all walks of life grew stronger. They were willing to put everything at risk to save this valley. And that in itself alone is a turning point in history. Today we mark the beginning of new times where people from all races join together in this valley for a special moment. Look around and you will see there can be peaceful solutions made if everyone put their hearts and minds together. There will be peace once more where our children and grandchildren can dance around the campfires while we sit and listen to the sounds of their laughter. We have heard the voices of our ancestors. They have spoken. The sacred fire continues to burn, and that sacred fire has led us home. Miigwech, thank you.
Keeper of the fire. He's got a funny kind of voodoo, baby. place. I'm a sergeant with the Hamilton Police, obviously. The Hamilton Police role here today is strictly as peacekeepers. Okay, I understand. I appreciate that. The area that you're in is covered by the injunction, the court injunction. Okay, so you're legally trespassing.
Oh, baloney.
Okay, and what I'm doing today is asking you to leave the area so that you're not in violation of the Trespass to Property Act. Okay? Okay. So I'm asking you to leave, and that's my message.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Susan Byron, Red Hill Creek. It was my playground. We moved down here. This was the place to play. We had a swing down there. We played it. We even played in the manholes. It was great. We made ourselves little torches and we had a blast. We found my first garter snake down in the park. I can't see taking it away because you know what it's going to do. Nothing but badness. The pollution, the kids with asthma. You're going to find so many kids with health problems and everything else. Like, this park has to stay. Like, you can't take it away. Like, it's no good to take it away. We had a riot down here. What about all the other kids? Where are they going to play? In the streets? On the highways? No. Let's keep them in their little forest.
We'll break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy. And all the trees on the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the fields will clap their hands while you go out with joy.
Okay, that's the choir practice.
I don't feel particularly good about it, but except that it gives me a very clear alignment with those who have already been arrested, that they aren't just marginalized people, that they aren't people to be disregarded by the society. I think I represent a more central place in our society, and I want to say they're more than just people who have been vilified by the media who are taking a stand in this particular situation.
Can you explain vilified by the media?
Well, they've given the impression that some of the protesters have already been arrested, so they are obviously agitators, and the native people that have been arrested are obviously outsiders to the mainstream of our society, and the images themselves are images of people who are obviously not acting with the kind of intention and motive that we would align ourselves to.
So you have an alternative in mind to this this route?
I have a desire that we seek alternatives. I don't think I stand here as a city planner or anything like that. It's just that the situation has changed since we saw amalgamation. We actually have the option of going further afield to, I suggest, maybe Fruitland Road. And in that way, developing the infrastructure, Mount Albion Road should be made a lot better than it is to take the pressure off of the East Enders. And there are other ways of finessing our traffic situation so that we don't have to cut through what I consider to be sacred ground. Indeed, the UN thinks it's sacred ground. It's one of their designated biosphere reserves. And even councillors like Marvin Kaplan, who are on the Niagara Escarpment Commission, consider this to be very special. And yet, we seem to be willing to toss that aside, and I want us to pause and to reconsider.
In your newsroom, you talked about the kind of spiritual perspective that you're aligning yourself with what you believe is a spiritual perspective. What is that, if you can tell us?
First of all, it's alignment to God's creation. And that mature stand of oaks that they are cutting in right now is a sign of the beauty of the creation and of its sacredness. And then secondly, this alignment with the marginalized who are being more marginalized when they are arrested. So to stand in solidarity with them, as the church has done down through the ages. And I guess just a call to the populace to reconsider, to save the possibilities that this valley represents for the health of our city and the communities around it.
Okay, I'm wondering.
Do you feel this position is that different than the Aboriginal one?
I don't feel this position is that different from the Aboriginal position. I'm very pleased to have Carol Bombury, who is one of the clan mothers, to be here in a form of moral support.
Hello, I'm Evelina, and we went to Red Hill Valley today. I'm 8 years old, and we went to Red Hill Valley today, and they were trying, and a priest went to get arrested, and then everyone else started climbing over the fence that was put up. Then they couldn't, and then so they let him go, and then they tried to arrest some other people, and then they let him go because they would have to arrest us all, and then they couldn't get us all because there wasn't enough police to carry us all back to jail. So no one got arrested today. We marched and we sang songs. And some hymns.
What's special about the Red Hill Valley?
Oh, it's like really beautiful, and then it would give a lot of oxygen and everything. It did give a lot of oxygen, so without those trees, it'd be harder to breathe. And also, it's very special. It's very beautiful, and it's magical and. I don't know how they could be able to cut it down.
Can you tell me, what did you learn from this whole experience of today?
That if there's, enough people, then they can't arrest them all. Listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
Hello, my name is Madeline, and I'm gonna tell you about my birthday when I went to Red Hill Valley, and then I got this drum in for my birthday present from them, and it was nice. I think it was Aboriginal drumming. I'm running. I'm going to tell you. No, I want to talk about my how they drummed up my birthday.
Okay.
I'm running, and I'm 5 years old. And I want to tell you what they did on my birthday. When we went to Red Hill Valley, and when we told them that. It was our birthday, and so we heard, and so they played a song for us.
Ah!
trying to make a problem that is simply some kind of demonstration of civil disobedience. We simply wanted to get across that this is an issue for which Hamilton residents should sit up and take notice, and that the politicians particularly wake up to the fact that this is sacred place. We are destroying our children's heritage by putting through the Red Hill Expressway.
Wake up!
Yeah. Wake up! Wake up! Your support has brought about an unexpected turn here, and that we should then return with a sense that we have done a good day's work, and that we can live to carry that further in the future. So let the police cars through.
That the folks at the Longhouse are to be evicted later this week. Today is one day. I would invite anyone who wants to hear more about that and wants to help with that to meet at the Longhouse immediately following this action. Thank you.
Beating hearts, come as one. Come as one. This is Indian country. This is Indian country.
I'm Brian Bates. I'm a professor of civil engineering at McMaster. Bob Coral and I, my colleague, today we presented an alternative to the Red Hill Valley Expressway. We don't believe in expressways per se. We think of them as unsustainable and clearly not addressing long-term needs. But if you're building a roadway, we argue today that the Expressway 20 option would be a much more defensible option from an environmental perspective, from a fiscal perspective, and arguably from a social perspective. If you look at the entire city and if you look at a broad spectrum of criteria, we feel very strongly that there will be a change on council and that council will hopefully revisit Red Hill Expressway. And the next question then is, what do you do? And do you do nothing, or do you do full bore transit, walking, pedestrian activity, or cycling activity, or do you do a roadway? And if you do a roadway, do you do it in the region, or do you look at a broader provincial initiative, such as hooking up with the Mid-Penn, which is a whole other ball of wax in and of itself? But I think what we did today was try to advance an option that was technically feasible, was fiscally responsible, and would work within our existing societal context. We hope that the candidates will potentially listen to this and perhaps put it forward as an alternative. If more people start talking about alternatives in this last week of the election, then we feel that we will in fact get change that will make Red Hill a very unpleasant thing in the past. The expressway, that is, not the valley.
I'm Bob Coral, Department of Civil Engineering, Professor Emeritus there. And I undertook with Brian Bates to look at another option besides the valley option. And we decided that on the basis of a 1979 study that did look at a Highway 20 expressway, that it was impractical, it wasn't viable, it didn't seem feasible. Financially, it was way through the roof. And we thought, why do we need a depressed, that is a sunken expressway that has interchanges at King, Queenston Road, and Barton? It didn't make any sense. So we thought, we can improve traffic flow north-south by using a flyover system, and at the same time improve east-west traffic, because they're not going to be burdened by congestion on Centennial. So we sat together and mulled over the way that we could do it and decided we could have a single short overpass over King Street, come down to grade, that is coming from the escarpment, come down to grade, and then before you reach Neal Avenue, which is just a little bit south of Queenston Road, begin your ramping of four lanes. This is all four-lane through traffic we're talking about, and have longer overpass that would go over Queenston, Delawana, and Barton, come down to grade before the CN bridge, at which time you're back down to four lanes on the ground. But our feeling being that if you added lanes on either side of the existing or the perceived expressway, we would have in general eight lanes total, because we'd have two lanes going south at grade and two lanes going north. But where the ramping occurs, you have a bit of a problem because you can't have vehicles tuck in underneath the expressway as you can when it's elevated at a height commensurate with the height of trucks, for example. So in those areas, we felt, well, we may be limited just to one lane, north-south, but it's local traffic, and it very quickly, soon as you have the overpass system high enough, it very quickly becomes possible to increase the lane width without having a big footprint. And that is the concept, basically.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.